Well, Ollie, what's the mood down in Galway this weekend ahead of Tuesday's final?
Well, they're very confident, Tom. Corrifin obviously have blitzed all before them in Galway and in Connacht, and they put in a really professional performance against St. Vincent's, and, you know, are rightly unbackable favourites going into this final. But I think there's definitely a sense that, having watched the semi-final where Schlochneil beat Austin Stacks, that there was a kind of a feeling of getting back down to earth pretty quickly. Remember, Corrifin beat Vincent's on the Saturday, and then they got a chance to go and watch that match on the Sunday, and by all accounts, we're very impressed with Schlochneil. We've got to see it on the TV, but a lot of the Corrifin management and some of the players went to physically see the game on that day, and they came back with a rather sobering appraisal of what the Derry side brought to the table, and said this is going to be a very different final, a very different sort of approach to what the Vincent's game was. You know, Vincent's were All-Ireland champions. They were, you know, probably many people's favourites to go and win it again. But they seemed almost cocky in their approach against Corrifin, and that played right into the hands of the Galway side, who've got this really intense approach to the game. It's very much all about fast-running support play. And that's something that, you know, I think that when they took on Vincent's and really had a cut at them in the third quarter, the Dublin side had no answer. Now, Corrifin won by 5 points in the end. They were full value for it. But I think they get the sense that this is going to be a far more tactical, aggressive approach from Schlochneil, and something more akin to the way Corrifin play themselves. So I think while they're very confident, and everybody here in Galway would be expecting Corrifin to win, given what they've done so far in the championship, there's also a realisation that, you know, a final brings a life of its own, and then realise that they will be in a battle on Tuesday.
There are those that argue that Connacht teams and teams from the other provinces struggle to play Ulster teams. I know Schlochneil aren't your trademark Ulster team, but they do pack the defence.
Yeah, I'm not so sure that you can never kind of have a broad sweeping statement on how Connacht teams do against anybody else. Every match takes on a life of its own, Tom, and you know that at club level. You know, look at last year's All-Ireland Club Final, for instance. Castlebar had a great chance of winning that game. They had Richie Feeney black carded, their most important player, after just a couple of minutes, and they were still level at half-time with Vincent's, and only in the third quarter again did the game slip away from them. Had they had Richie Feeney on the field, I think Castlebar would have won the All-Ireland. So these are the type of things. Something might just happen on Tuesday that could sway the whole thing. There are individuals that are very important to both sides. For Corrifin, none more so than Micheál Lundy. I mean, he's just been a sensation in the last 12 months. He is Galway's Footballer of the Year for 2014. He's well on the way to doing it again in 2015. He's an absolute starter certainty. First name on the team sheet for Kevin Walsh when he goes back in with the Galway squad. Gary Sice, likewise. So if you imagine something happened to one of those two players, you know, a lazy tackle, a black card, a red card, an injury, that changes the whole dynamic of the game. So that's why you can make all the predictions in the world, but things happen in matches that you've got to be able to react to. And that's why I think Corrifin have been so good all year long, because I'm a great believer, Tom, about management and how important they are. And there's no question that the two best management teams in club football in Ireland are going to be meeting on Tuesday. From Corrifin's perspective, Stephen Rochford, who won an All-Ireland in 2001, you know, he knows all about it. He was cornerback on that Cross Malina team that won the day on St. Patrick's Day, going back 14 years ago. And since then, since he stopped playing, he's been plotting a career as management. I can't believe that Mayo haven't used him at minor or under 21 level so far, because he is that good. And his professionalism and his attention to detail will mean that he would have all of these situations covered. If something goes wrong, if we have a man sent off, if the opposition have a man sent off, which, remember, is a problematic playing against 14 men as it is with sometimes in the modern game. So, you know, that's why I just think Corrifin have been so good. They've got this Rochford factor now and a real professional ethic. You know, they're treating this game as seriously as the first round of the Galway Championship, and they haven't wavered in any way, shape or form from any of their games. But I think, you know, what he will meet on Tuesday is a similar type of approach from the opposition. He's not going to get that cocky approach or a presumptive nature that St. Vincent's brought to the table. He's going to have a Schlochneil team that are going to be fighting, and every bit is hungry. Remember, both of these sides are appearing for the first time, effectively. I know Corrifin were there in 98, but all of that squad are long gone. So this is going to be brand new for all of these players, and, you know, it's how these guys react. It is an All-Ireland final, after all. You know, in the main, you're looking at a lot of new players that have come through there as well. People like Micheál Lundy, who wouldn't have been heard of even going back 5 years ago on the club football scene, and has really burst into his own. And I think that's the beauty of this Corrifin setup, that, you know, they've got these players that are playing to a system not all of them are going to be inter-county footballers, and people would say in Galway, geez, if Corrifane win this All-Ireland Club final, there'll be 10 of them on the county team, but that's not going to happen. They're far stronger as a collective unit than their individual parts. They do have some super individual players. I mentioned Sice and Lundy. I would expect the likes of Liam Silks, one of the defenders, he to be involved as well. And then there's a good deal of experience there as well. I mentioned Gerry Burke at 40 back in 98. Now, there's nobody quite approaching 40, but there's guys in their mid-30s like Alan Burke at centre-back, Kieran Fitzgerald at full-back, who has revolutionised his career again. You know, he really has totally revitalised himself since he stopped playing inter-county football a couple of years ago. Won an All-Star back in 01. And, you know, has had his injury problems in recent years, but he's back to full fitness, and he is going to play a pivotal role for Corrifane at the edge of the small square at full back. So, yeah, it's very much though a new look Corrifane and a new age, and I think even the 98 lads, Tom, are saying that this current crop are by a million miles way better than they were back in 98. Of course, football has changed as well, but it's hard to disagree with that sentiment as well.
And, you know, they've had it so easy so far, even that 5-point victory over St Vincent in the semi-final. Any danger of complacency?
Straight away after the game, but I think the fact that Corrifane got a chance to go and see Schlockbeal and Stax the following day, and the fact that Stephen Rochford, you know, wasn't relying on video evidence, he brought some of those players with him, and his management team were there to watch that game. And I think there was just that sobering realisation, as I mentioned already, that, you know what, lads, this thing isn't won yet. And with all of the big wins that Corrifane had, if this thing goes pear-shaped on Tuesday, it will all have been for nothing, because the holy grail for Corrifane is winning the Andy Murrigan. They got it once back in 98, and they've been so dominant in Galway. I think that there's a lot of regret out there in Corrifane that they haven't won at least one or maybe two more. Since then, of course, Caltra and Salt Hill have won it from a Galway perspective. But in truth, you know, Corrifane have been so dominant, you would have thought that, you know, the type of dominance that Cross McGlynn almost would enjoy in Armagh, that they would be getting to Croke Park a little bit more often than just once in 17 years. They've lost 5 semi-finals in the interim. In truth, they were unlucky in a couple of those as well. I remember the St. Gall's semi-final a couple of years ago, again, where Gary Sykes was sent off somewhat harshly and Gall's went on to win it. You know, they've been knocking at the door, but really haven't kind of gotten through to the St. Patrick's Day final in all of that time. So I think the fact that they've won pretty much every second year, and even a little bit more than that in Galway since 98, they would feel that they should have more than just one All-Ireland club title.